everybody, and welcome to the StarProducts.com Movies and Television Podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today, it is brought to you by... Fuck, I forgot to pick a sponsor.
Do TFAW.
We don't have TFAW.
It's on the link.
You TFAW?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. With Things for Another World. And so TFAW.com has over 20,000 pop culture products with comics, toys, statues, apparel, graphic novels, and other shit. And they offer it to you at a discounted price. So yeah, click the link at the bottom of the page or any of the banner ads on the site for TFAW.com and go buy some nerdy shit. While we don't have as much awesome stuff as TFAW, we do have our own shit. So go to DestroProducts.com/store and why don't you check it out. If you guys have a design idea for a t-shirt or something, then please don't hesitate to send it our way, either to BovieOne@DestroProducts.com or post it in the t-shirt design thread on the forums. I've heard it will be given to people with art. As well as ideas based off of Desktop Prods references or something. But if you just have a cool design, please don't hesitate to send it our way. Or if you don't feel like giving us any money or art, then please give some money to help out dying children. Go to DesktopProds.com/extralife, it's all one word, and donate or join the team and help us fundraise. We are trying to raise $1,000 to help Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And every dollar you donate will go directly to those hospitals. And every donation is tax deductible. So if you do taxes, that's a thing, I guess.
That's what grown-ups do.
Unless you skip your taxes and...
Yeah, tax evasion.
Yeah.
It's cool enough for Wesley Snipes, it's cool enough for you.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, wasn't he arrested for tax evasion?
I think so. I don't know about Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, dude. Well, yeah, so that's DestroProducts.com/extralife. Again, all in word. I am your host, The Dead Man. Today we have Bovie1.
Hello.
And Steven.
Hi.
So, yeah, movies and TV. Steven, what have you been watching?
I'm going to talk about TV this week.
Good for you.
I'm going to talk about Breaking Bad first. I love Breaking Bad. I watched all of Breaking Bad, and they just finished their... Like, Breaking Bad, for their fifth and last season, they split it into two parts, so I have to wait till next summer for the second half.
Which
is annoying. But man, Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is the most depressing show in the entire world.
Also,
oh my god, I'm so sad anytime anything happens.
I have never watched that show.
Well, for people who don't know Breaking Bad, it's about Bryan Cranston, plays a high school chemistry teacher who gets lung cancer, and so his family can have money after he probably dies from lung cancer, he starts cooking and selling methamphetamines.
So he has lung cancer, but the show's been on for 5 seasons?
Yeah, but it doesn't take, like, over 5 years.
Yeah,
it's all been, like, 1 year so far.
It's gonna be, like, season 10, it's like, fuck, this lung cancer just won't kill him.
Well, like, in the later seasons, it went in remission. Like, that's what cancer... Like, he got treatment and stuff.
Yeah, it just seems very convenient. It's like, okay, the show's doing really good, but fuck, our guy's gonna die. What do we do?
They ended at season 5.
Yeah. It's like, alright, remission. Like, yay! Yeah. That's a thing!
Great. Breaking Bad's great. trying to think what I can say. It brought Bryan Cranston back from into the public eye, which is pretty cool because he was in Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he was.
Breaking Bad is pretty depressing. The season 5 mid-season finale.
That's all you happened. That's all you've been like pivoting on the show is like, oh man, it's so depressing.
It is. It is. It's so like anytime any revelation happens, it's a sad revelation. Nothing good happens to these people.
Hey, they cook meth and make money.
Yeah, but, like, you think something, like, good's gonna come from it. You're like, things are going really well for these characters. I hope something good happens. And then, like...
Then they die.
And then someone gets shot. There's a great part, at the end of one of the seasons. Two planes crash into each other.
What?
Two planes crash into each other in the air over... Bryan Cranston's character's house. It's pretty much caused by Bryan Cranston's character, like like in a roundabout kind of way.
Some weird. Sounds kind of like a less interesting Donnie Darko.
It's not like Donnie Darko. It is.
I mean that one scene.
Yeah. But it's very interesting. It's like, because like the guy who's the flight guy who's like at the thing, who's like, okay, plane, go this way because this plane's going this way. You know?
Yeah.
No, those guys.
Traffic controller.
Kinda, like, he couldn't focus on his job because of something that happened to him because
of meth.
And did something.
Because he's on
I'm
meth.
I'm trying to not spoil things.
What? It's like, yeah, Brian Cranston, he cooks meth. Then something that happens that kind of his fault. It's like, of course it could be fucking meth.
It's not meth related. What happens?
You son of a whore. I was sold a bill of goods here.
So yeah, these planes crash, and it's crazy because you're like, whoa, these planes just crashed. That doesn't happen on TV. Anyway, the other show I'm going to talk about is Firefly.
Okay. Hell yes.
Which is a great show that I still need to watch Serenity. But Firefly, man, it's space western.
Yeah, I still need to watch all of Firefly. I've only seen like 5 episodes, I think.
It's like 14 episodes.
Well, we're going to watch Serenity soon, so you better fucking watch Firefly. Because one thing I can say for you, Steven, for Serenity, oh yeah, prepare to be disappointed.
Don't say that!
I don't know, honestly, a lot of people loved it. Yeah. I didn't.
I liked it.
Serenity?
Yeah.
I thought it was alright. Like, I didn't hate the movie by any stretch. I kind of liked it, but I just didn't find it was as good as it could have been.
Yeah, just don't
was
say
it
that.
As good as the episode Objects in Space? The best episode.
Interesting that that's your favorite episode.
Why?
I could say if you liked Objects in Space, you would be more likely to watch to like the movie.
Objects in Space is the best episode. It's full of existentialism.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of the movie you might like, but there are just certain parts of the movie that kind of bug me.
Don't tell me what, though, because I haven't watched it yet. Why? What's your favorite episode?
Honestly, it's very hard to pick, but honestly, I'm much more a fan of the comedic aspects of that show.
Yeah.
So... Objects in Space, while it is a brilliant episode, I'm not sure if it ranks among my favorite. I have a really hard time picking, though. So maybe it is, and I just don't know it.
Yeah. But man, Kaylee, the character Kaylee, oh my god, I want to marry her. She's adorable. Anyways, that's all I have to talk about, because I'm going to start watching either Doctor Who or Buffy soon.
Doctor Who.
It's probably going to be Buffy.
Motherfucker, watch Doctor Who.
Just to ruin you.
So yeah, that's it then for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bobby won. And actually, I just want to say before we get into your things, congratulations, you are now 1 year old on this site.
Yes, I know. I saw your tweet today.
You made it.
Post my video. No. It's been good to be around for a year. I've honestly very much enjoyed working with the site. It's worked out a lot better than some of the other projects I've worked on.
Clearly.
Oh, burn other projects.
Not going to mention any names.
It's all of them. It's everyone else.
Technically, I just started working on a project with a very well-established YouTube channel, so...
Ooh.
I can't say any of that's gone poorly. Actually, I'll talk about this on the Anything Cast, but I'm starting a new project with them.
Yeah. As soon as we stop recording this, we just go and it's like, hey, by the way, everything's on fire. it all just crashes down like the YouTube cast gets deleted for some reason.
Anyways,
I work for a YouTube, then I quit.
We have a YouTube at youtube.com/DestroProdsVids.
Ooh, do you see that plug? You totally plugged the site just there.
That was your least enthusiastic whoring ever.
We have a website.
I wasn't pimping the website, I was pimping the YouTube channel.
Still.
So anyways,
you know what that joke was.
I guess I can move on to my stuff now.
Yeah, Bobby, what have you been watching?
Unlike my usual only watching movies and not watching TV, this week it's all TV and no movies.
Oh, flipping the script.
That's what I did, yeah. Too.
So Castle Season 4. Oh.
Yes, you finished that up?
I watched your recommended episodes.
So you finished it up?
Yeah. It was pretty awesome, to be quite honest. I like the... Honestly, though I thought, you know, some aspects of it were right, I like the cheap shots at the Occupy movement.
Yeah.
Ooh, they make fun of Occupy?
Yeah, so it was in the episode 47 seconds. There's, like, the first bit of it is at, like, an Occupy whatever.
Okay.
And it's just... The entire thing is just... just everyone is just Occupy. Well, like, Occupy this, we're so awesome. Or, I don't really care. Or, fuck those guys.
Awesome. I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah, I especially like the guy who's, like, walking around the... it's called Takeover.
Yeah, Takeover.
The Takeover movement, handing out flyers, being like, go get a job, you lazy bum.
Yeah, it's like, motherfucker, I'm trying to get a job!
I know, it's the least sensical possible approach to this, but it's kind of hilarious at the same time.
Oh yeah, it really is, like... And then, it's just so fucking... See, like, there was, like, an email sent out. So a bomb went off at the Takeover movement, and then this email was sent out saying, hey, this bombing was just the first. Either stop the Takeover movements, or I'll just keep blowing shit up. Mm. And he was the one who sent that email out, and then he expected not to get caught. I'm not even fucking kidding. It's just so stupid. That guy is such an idiot.
Ooh. So, I gotta say, with the CIA episode, I'm not going to reveal any of the plot twists.
It's fine. The statute of limitations on spoilers for Castle Season 4 has passed.
Okay, so his ex-girlfriend is the rogue agent.
You don't say!
And I gotta say, called it.
Yeah,
100% called that shit.
And there was the very, very, very ambiguous name drop of, like, you really think you get that much access to the AI without your daddy doing shit for you or something?
Yeah, and it's like, something about Castle's father? We're not gonna follow up on this at all. Ah, crap.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like the next story arc for, like, the next 7 seasons.
Well, after they finish up with the whole Beckett's mom thing, which they've been milking for 4.
Oh, yeah, like...
Milking very well, I will say.
Oh, yeah, but they're probably gonna get, like, two-handed milking. Or just, like, getting, like, Castle's mom getting, like, Beckett's mom, I mean, stretch out to as long, like, as far as possible. Until it eventually gets to the point where there's, like, one episode a season they'll devote to doing something about Beckett's mom. You know, it's like, and now for the Beckett's mom episode of season 7 of Castle.
Because, yeah, I guess after season 2, they realize that, oh shit, now that we've brought this up, we need something other than the Castle Beckett love interest to keep people interested.
Yeah, which didn't keep them from shoving it down our throats every second they could.
Yeah, honestly, I must say, towards the end of season 4, I was starting to hate it. Like, I was starting to think, like, you're both kind of acting like terrible people.
They both really are.
Like, and her being jealous of fucking everyone, and him being pining.
Yeah, and they're both just such pussies. So you remember the Heroes and Villains episode where the superhero guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's just... I can't even put into words how much that pisses me off.
But yeah, the big thing was, I really didn't like how much, like, in the CIA episodes, how jealous Beckett got as soon as a woman walked up. Like, she didn't even mention that they used to be together or anything like that when Beckett immediately, like, got the evil eyes going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, as soon as... It was like, hello, Rick, motherfucker.
It's like, well, you're kind of, you know, dicking him around, so... Yeah,
it's like you couldn't see, it was a very subtle move, but she reached for a gun at that point. As soon as she said his name, it's like, motherfucker, who said that?
Like, she's been, A, dicking him around, and B, like, he's fucked other women. You know this.
Oh, does she?
You can't get mad.
Yeah.
And you fucked other men.
Yep.
You can't get too mad at him because you happen to meet one of them.
Yeah, like, So I'm pretty sure in season four, this is one of the episodes. This is one of the episodes I told you to skip over, but in the Limey. So this was an episode where it was like immediately after 47 seconds, where Castle now knows Beckett lied to him about remembering everything. And so he's back to being kind of a dick. Like, he shows up to a crime scene with a flight attendant in a Ferrari. Because, you know, he's Castle again, I guess.
Except he goes way overboard with it.
Oh, yeah. He's like Castle to the 10th.
Ow.
But, yeah, and so then they're all doing that. Then they get to find a suspect, and it turns out he's a member of Scotland Yard with a really terrible accent. Like, I'm pretty sure he's, like, actually British, but he sounds like... Every time he opens his mouth, I want to beat him to death with a cup of tea. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'll freeze a cup of tea and just beat him to death with a brick. But then it just keeps going so hard of, he wants to fuck Beckett, Castle doesn't like it. And it's just... And it even ends with her calling him and asking him out for drinks. It's like, hey, you still up for that drink? Cut to black, roll credits. But yeah, they made up for it at the end.
Yeah, at the end, I gotta say, I really like that. I really like the episode with Adam Baldwin.
Of course, Adam fucking Baldwin.
Now, this might just be me, because I know we briefly talked about it. I was expecting the Firefly jokes to be ramped up here.
Yeah.
As far as I could tell, there weren't any.
Okay.
I might have just missed something. But as far as I can tell, there weren't any Firefly jokes.
Yeah,
that didn't stop it from being fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah, it's Adam fucking Baldwin, dude.
Especially when he's, like, talking about Alexis. Oh, God.
Yeah.
As a fiery little redhead, barely legal. Redhead? Name's Alexis? Oh, yeah. Bam!
Oh, God.
Yeah, I definitely like the way the season ended, both with the romantic closure with Castle and Beckett after 4 years.
Doing the nasty.
Finally.
And, you know, with his, like, kind of shaky romantic hand motion over the bullet hole.
And, I gotta say, the whole, Beckett's mom thing, where that's gone right at the end there. Honestly, if I were that dude, I would have been like, the information is elsewhere, and if I die, it gets leaked, so good luck to you.
Yes.
If I was just bullshitting, I mean...
Yeah. That dude could probably bullshit... That dude could probably bullshit some bullshit.
Yeah. Probably. Probably lie very well, so convince the dude.
Yeah.
That shooting me or threatening me is not really going to do you any good. Or he's going to sell out Beckett and get shot, and that's how season 5 is going to start, because she's not a cop anymore.
Yeah, that's going to throw a wrench into things.
So I'm guessing for there to be an interesting plot, someone's going to have to be trying to kill her.
Yep. But then, what is it going to be? Is it just going to be, like, them investigating without cop shit?
Maybe.
Then just, like, calling up Esposito and Ryan every couple minutes to, like, ask them
Esposito's
to, like...
Esposito's been suspended.
Right, yes. But,
and they hate Ryan. I feel bad for Ryan, because he doesn't deserve their hate, but Esposito and Beckett are both pissed at Ryan.
Yeah, but, like, time will pass. Right? Time usually passes between
seasons.
We'll
start season 5 and, you know...
We'll start season 5 as the sun rises from the two of them. Post-coital.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's where I figure season 5 is going to start. So I guess I've talked enough about Castle.
Okay.
Moving on, my other show. I watched the first 10 episodes of Supernatural.
Oh, what do you think of that show?
I like it. I have a lot of friends who are really into this show, so I decided it was time for me to start watching it.
Yeah, I was into it. I was into it for a while.
One thing I knew right off the bat is someone told me that everyone Sam has sex with dies.
Well, so
much that there's a little poem going around the internet. Roses are red, violet is blue. I'm Sam Winchester. My penis will kill you.
One person everyone he has sex with has died. There was one person who was a demon that he had sex with for a while, but she actually did die. I forgot about that.
Anyways, so, as soon as we get introduced to his girlfriend, I'm like, oh, she's dead.
Yep. In a pretty gruesome way.
The first thing in the first episode, as soon as I saw her, I'm like, oh, she's dead. Probably by the end of the episode, that's what's going to get him back into hunting.
Yeah, and that show gets weird.
I'm sure it does.
In the first couple seasons, it's like, you know, it is like, hey, there's a monster in this town, let's go hunt it. But then it eventually gets to, hey, there are now demons everywhere, we gotta stop them. And then, oh, hey, there are angels now. Then, oh, hey, we brought back Cthulhu. Well, the ancient ones, Leviathans.
And suddenly we're crossing over with the Cabin in the Woods universe.
Yeah, and motherfucker, the H.P. Lovecraft actually was, H.P. Lovecraft, his entire Cthulhu mythos was actually based on these Leviathan things. I'm not even fucking kidding, they brought Cthulhu into this. But now he goes by Dick.
So Dick will destroy the world.
Yes. And not
the world
Sam's.
Will be destroyed by Dick.
Yeah, it's gonna be... It's weird. It got real weird. At one point, an angel became God. But he was, a really bad God because he had, spiky hair and a trench coat. I'm not even kidding. He just started going around, burning pastors alive in their church, then changing all the stained glass windows to pictures of him. It's weird.
One thing I must say, though, so far in season one, I find Sam far too whiny.
Oh, yeah, he keeps whining. The one point where he doesn't whine is when he loses his soul. Yeah, he lost his soul because he was possessed by the devil.
Yeah, he kind of needs to stop said whining.
Yeah, it can get very grating. And Dean, he broods. Well, not really good brooding, emo brooding.
Well, mostly I find Dean to be a badass and completely tolerable.
Yeah, he gets less tolerable as time goes on.
Anyway, so far, I do really like the series. It seems episode 10, something big's going to happen with their father, because he called.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about their dad. I won't spoil that.
Yeah, please don't. I know we're past the statute of limitations by far.
Oh,
but
by...
I'm just starting into the series.
By
so.
Years. Aren't they in season 7 already?
Probably, and there's an anime.
Oh yeah, I forgot there's an anime.
Someone told me it's not very good. I'm like, anything that is Western that gets then adapted into anime or manga sucks.
Coming soon to the Anime Club supplement.
No. It's as soon as I saw that Sherlock being converted into a manga thing, I'm like, no.
Yeah, we'll get into that later in the show.
But anyways, yeah, so far I like Supernatural. It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's worth a watch. I started watching it because I talked to my friends about, writing some crossover fanfic, and I'm like, I haven't watched Supernatural yet, but I could probably do some pretty good crossovers with it. I'm thinking Dresden Files and or Bakemonogatari.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's an anime. You wouldn't know about it.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
and or Cabin in the Woods, apparently.
Yeah, and there's this really weird section of fanfic about the Winchesters called Wincest.
Yes, I'm aware of Wincest.
I've heard of that.
It's even in the fucking show.
It's as bad as Thorky.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but
shipping.
Yeah, but in any of the Thor anything, has it ever been established that someone's writing Thorky in that universe?
No.
But
in Supernatural, they actually meet a slash fic writer. They actually meet someone who writes Wincest. It's really creepy.
See, it's because of this type of fanfic that I'm like, I'm just gonna start writing crossover fanfics so that people realize that not all fanfiction has to be about people fucking.
Yeah, and
Is that then? I thought the prereq.
Yeah, and it's really stupid. Like, the reason someone's writing this fanfic is because some dude who's actually a prophet of God was writing the Book of Winchester, which actually just turned out to be a novelization of the entire show. And people were fans of it.
Oh God, the fourth wall cracks or...
Oh yeah, it's fucking insane. But yeah, moving on.
That's actually all I've got for now.
Okay, so, I guess on to me. So, watch some TV. So let's start with TV then. I've watched some Sliders.
Oh yeah.
The classic 1990s TV show about Jerry O'Connell and John Rhys Davies going dimension hopping. Only, it's kind of weird, because there's actually like a storyline to it, but the episodes were aired out of order.
Such is the bane of many great television shows.
Especially those, yeah, especially those broadcasts on Fox.
Fucking Fox. I hate Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I found... Like, so, like, the biggest example of it is, that I saw was where... So, episode 4 is called Prince of Wales, where they end up going to a universe where the Americans lost the Revolutionary War, and the United States is still run by Britain. But so before they got there, they are hanging on top of a building while San Francisco is slowly being like flooded, and they're being attacked by some weird unicorn shark.
Ooh, a narwhal?
No, not a narwhal. It's actually a shark, but it has a horn. Like, it has, like, the shark face, but then the horns coming out of its head area.
Narwhal shark.
Narwhals, they're...
Nar shark.
Nar shark.
Nar shark.
I prefer unishark. Or sharkicorn.
Well, fine.
But yeah, so they're all dressed up in, like, weird hippie clothes. They jump through the portal and land in United States of Britain.
Uh-huh.
But then in the next episode, you see them get into those clothing, get into that clothing, and then teleport to a different dimension where it's being flooded. So the fifth episode ends where the fourth episode begins.
Hmm.
It's really fucking stupid. But there are some like pretty cool interpretations of like this universe. There was one where like the Summer of Love never ended. There was one where, like, Einstein never invented the atom bomb.
But, like, Einstein never invented the atom bomb.
No, like, the Manhattan Project was a failure, I guess. They never actually got the atom bomb working.
That sucks.
Yeah, and so then, that world is kind of weird. There's, like, a giant asteroid coming to destroy them. It's coming to destroy the Earth, but so their remote thing that they use to like jump between dimensions, it works on a timer. So you can't like open a portal to another dimension before the timer is done running out. Like, as soon as the timer runs out, dimensional portal opens. If you force it, then you just start jump. Then like the reason they are stuck doing this is because they screwed the thing before the timer like ran out. So now they're just forced to jump between from dimension to dimension. With the like, they just keep doing that until they find the dimension that's theirs.
Ah.
But yeah, so the asteroid's going to come destroy the Earth in 2 days, and the timer runs out in 3 days. So they're like,
problem.
Yes, and they're like, well, we're fucked. So then the black guy Rembrandt Brown, also known as the Crying Man, who's a singer in this universe, goes out, gets drunk, and stops people from playing Russian roulette. Quinn and a girl, whose name escapes me. That the two of them, they hang out at Quinn's place and get drunk because you know they're college kids and they're dying. But meanwhile, Professor Arturo, played by John Rhys Davies, is fixing the atom bomb. It's actually really funny. Like when they see the asteroids come, it's like we're all gonna die. Everyone just chill the fuck out and go get drunk so you don't feel it. But then, like, some guy runs up and is like, dude, we could beat him with the atom bomb! It's like, oh, not this shit again. No one could get it working. What the fuck makes you think you can? And it's... Some of it's pretty interesting. But, yeah. So, yeah, Sliders. I'm gonna keep watching it. It's we're in for, I think, 4 seasons. And I'm digging it. I'm gonna keep watching it and see what other weird dimensions they go to.
No, I want to start watching it. I mean, I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah, like there's one universe that I'm pretty sure is just Red Dawn World.
Ooh.
Yeah, where America is run by the Russians.
I love Red Dawn.
Yeah, and there's actually an American resistance that tells itself like they. It's like, hey, are you part of the American resistance? Here's a $1 bill with some Americans on it. I'm not fucking kidding.
Cool.
And all money in that universe, instead of being white and green, is white and red.
That looks ugly.
Because, you know, they're Russians.
Yeah. Pink commies.
Of course their money's red.
Oh, yeah. До свидания, vodka. Yeah, so moving on. Watch a couple of episodes of the first seasons of Misfits.
Oh, I heard about Misfits.
So this is really good. It's a British show. It's a British superpower show, but not a British superhero show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about these four. So it's about these 5 kids who are doing like on probation or something. They're doing community service.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day, while doing community service, they are trapped in a freak hail and lightning storm.
That sucks.
But then they are struck by a bolt of lightning, and they gain superpowers. Some of them varying in usefulness.
Now, I've heard you talk about the show before.
Yes.
And I know some of these powers are pretty, well, useless to some.
Yeah, like, so, there are 5 kids, let's see, here's Nathan, Kelly, Aisha, Simon, and a black guy.
Wow. Black guys don't have names?
I can't remember his name for the life of me. I cannot remember it. Curtis!
Okay.
His name is Curtis, I think. Yeah, so they all have different powers. So, within the first season, we only learn the powers of 4 of them. Nathan, we have no idea what his power is until the end of the first season. But so Simon has the ability to turn invisible whenever he's being ignored.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Kelly can hear people's thoughts when they're judging her.
That's stupid.
Aisha can, like, anyone she touches wants to fuck her.
Yeah.
And Curtis, whenever he feels a, like, really deep moment of, like, regret or, like, sadness or something, time rewinds.
Hmm.
It actually comes to a head in a really great episode where he actually, like, has to go back, where he actually, like, goes back. So, the reason he's doing community service and stuff is because he got arrested with some cocaine on him. And so he goes back in time to the moment where he was arrested, gets rid of the cocaine, never gets arrested, and then goes to the future, and everything's changed. Like, all the other kids are dead.
That's nice.
Yeah, because in the first episode, their, like, probation worker, he gets struck by lightning too, and turns into a rage zombie.
Cool.
Who wants to kill young offenders.
Well, that's cool.
Because he thinks they're all garbage and stuff. And so, the only reason they survive him the first time is because Curtis, is like, so at one point, like, Kelly, she's trying to stop the guys from going outside. They're like, oh, fuck you. They open the door. Kelly gets, like, killed. And then Curtis is like, oh, fuck, rewinds time. And then the man just, like, warned them all about this happening, and then they're saved.
Yay.
And they kill their first probation worker, which is a running theme in the show.
To kill probation workers?
Yeah, they killed, like, 4 of them, and they're only, like, 3 seasons in.
Oh, wow. They're a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, one of them they killed on her first day. Because she got bitten by zombie cheerleaders.
That sucks.
I'm not even kidding.
Any TV show with zombie cheerleaders is worth watching.
Oh, yeah, it's...
That's my kind of show.
But, yeah, so the reason I say it's a superpower show, not a superhero show, is because these kids... These kids and all, they do have superpowers, but they don't show them to anybody. Like, everyone who... Like, pretty much everyone who finds out about their powers dies.
Yeah.
And so, like, they never, like, dress up as costumes saying, like, oh, I'm Invisible Boy, and then turn invisible and go fight crime. They're just like, hey, so we're doing our fucking, like, community service shit, and then, oh, hey, some guy with the power shows up. Now I have to stop him from doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah, and this is a really funny show, but believe me, this show is a hard R. Like they swear the fuck at all. They swear the fuck at all of it. There's lots of sex shown on camera. Lots of nudity. But yeah, it's a really good show, and like the relationships in it are pretty cool too. So like the first relationship they have is between Curtis and Aisha, where
Aisha,
yeah, where like he like they want to do each other, but they kind of can't because as soon as he she touches him, he just like loses all sense of everything.
Aw, that sucks.
And so those two have to like deal with a relationship where they can't touch where they can't touch ever.
Which I still think is stupid. We want to have sex, but we can't because if I touch him, he'll really want to have sex with me.
Yeah, it's like it's a bit stupid when you put it like that, but the thing with it. So whenever she touches anyone, it's like it's not like oh man, I want to make love you. It's like oh man, I want to fuck you so hard. It's kind of like rape.
Yeah.
Wow, that is cool. But the power.
Yeah.
It's a sucky power.
Yeah, and the powers are kind of cool because like they're all based off of some aspect of their life. Like so Simon, he's always ignored by everybody, and so he gets the power to turn invisible, where like people can't actually see him at all.
Yeah.
When Kelly is like Kelly, like she always thinks people are judging her.
Yeah.
So that
now she knows.
Yeah, and then Aisha, she was kind of a slut.
Aisha.
So you're gonna say that every time I say Aisha, aren't you?
Aisha.
But yeah, so that she's kind of a slut, and so she gets the power to like make everyone want to fuck her. And then Curtis, like, his entire life revolves around this one moment where he wishes he could go back and change. And he gets the power to go back in time and change moments that he fucked up on.
But not that one moment from before.
No, he did.
Oh.
And well, then, yeah, then everything went horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh.
So he went back in time. So they went back in time and got arrested again.
This is what happens when you fuck with time.
Yeah.
Time. Aisha.
Yeah, like, at one point.
Wibbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure in the third season they find a guy who can, like, take their powers away and give them new powers.
That'd be cool.
So, like, they sell their powers to him and then buy new powers.
Huh.
But so then an old Jewish guy buys the time powers.
Yeah.
And uses them to go back in time to try to stop Hitler.
That'd be cool.
But he dies before he can. He's in his fucking 80s, so he goes back in time, tries to stop it, has a heart attack, and dies. Okay. But then Hitler finds a cell phone and then uses its advanced technology to push the Nazi technology ahead by decades, and they win the war.
Everyone knows one Nokia can be used to rule the world.
Exactly.
That's why Nokia is doing so well.
So just imagine the Nazi army with all of them armed with Nokias.
That'd suck.
But yeah, so like then they go to the future and turns out, hey, guess what? You kind of fucked up, dude.
Are you sure?
But yeah, it is a really cool show, and I really suggest like if you're looking for like some superpowered shit that isn't about superheroes, I really suggest you guys check the show out
instead of Smallville.
Exactly, because fuck Smallville. Seriously, fuck that show. Like, they've started season 11 in comic book form now, and Batman is in it now.
Yeah.
Like, Batman.
Batman beat the ever-loving shit out of all of them and say, stop your fucking teenage drama, you emo little pissants. You've graduated 9 years ago.
I have no fucking idea.
I've been meaning to read it.
But, like, Nightwing is in it, too.
Yeah, but it's Barbara Gordon.
Wait, Barbara Gordon's Nightwing?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
It was going to be Stephanie Brown, but that, then
that Dan makes
was like make it Barbara Gordon.
That makes no sense.
It's Smallville; they can do whatever they want.
Batwing, Nightwing is a dude. He's Dick motherfucking Grayson. Stuff.
They
Fuck
had
that.
A girl Speedy in the show, but there was a girl Speedy in the comics.
Yeah, Artemis.
Well, there was also a girl.
Speedy. Oh yeah, there was. Yeah, R2. Fuck.
I've been meaning to read it because it looks pretty interesting.
It looks terrible.
Anything Smallville. Bleh.
But whatever, moving on. So, True Blood ended recently.
Oh, True Blood ended?
Yeah. Well, the season ended, I mean. Bill's now a god.
That doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I know. It got real stupid, like... It got Messiah Syndrome.
Did it?
Yeah. So for those who don't know, this is a term that I coined. where a show with like very little basing in religion,
yeah,
gets a horrible religious bent to it.
Ah,
like the example I use a lot is the comic book Sweet Tooth. It's like a comic book about the end of the world, and since and like after the end of the world happens, a bunch of children start being born with like animal parts.
That's cool.
And then one of those kids born with animal parts becomes Jesus.
That's less cool.
That kid's dad actually writes a Bible about him.
That's lame.
But yeah, so then in this one, the vampires, they all found vampire Jesus.
Huh. Is it Dracula?
Nope, it's Lilith.
Then who cares?
I know. But, like, she's the first vampire, apparently.
No, it's Dracula. But go on.
And so they all start, like, drinking. So they have, like, a vial of her blood, which is, like, kind... Which is, like, I guess... vampire meth or like vampire drugs or something. So they take it, they get really fucking high, and they see Lilith, who is a naked chick covered in blood.
I thought everyone was naked and covered in blood in that show.
Not all the time.
Okay.
She is naked and covered in blood all the time.
Ah.
Except for like 1 second before she rips some dude's head off and then gets covered in his blood.
I see.
But yeah, so then they all find vampire Jesus. And they all start having horrible hallucinations of Lilith coming up and saying, "Hey, guess what? You're the chosen one. You will lead us. Drink my blood." And then they all start killing each other.
As one would do.
Because religion. It's fucking stupid. And actually, I'm pretty sure that show broke my TV because now the saturation is all fucked up. Like I was watching.
That's what you get for watching True Blood.
Like I was watching that show, and then all of a sudden, halfway through the end of the final episode, just saturation gets all fucked up, and it's stupid because my TV, you can't change the saturation.
You gotta get a new TV.
I know. But yeah,
you must cleanse it of the True Blood.
But yeah, so True Blood, it's kind of stupid. Moving on.
Yep.
So I am now all caught up on Doctor Who.
Hooray! Except technically not, because I've not seen Asylum of the Daleks. If you spoil it, I'll chop off your balls and ram them down your throat.
I haven't started it yet.
Okay, so actually, Season 6, I kind of dropped off after the God Complex. Which is the one where they were in the 80s hotel being like haunted by the Minotaur.
You dropped off after that? There's some good episodes after that.
There are two episodes after that.
Yeah, they're both really good.
I know, like, I didn't know that, though. Like, at the time, I thought the God Complex was the final episode. Or something.
Oh, there's also the Christmas special. Don't forget the Christmas special.
That was the Narnia one, right?
Yeah, Narnia.
Yeah, so I saw that. But I missed the Wedding River Song and Closing Time. But yeah. I watched both of those.
So, wait, yeah, I've watched it now?
Yes, like I said, I watched the God Complex when that one came out. And then I was like, oh, I got to stay in the season, so I'll go do some other shit. Oh, hey, Christmas, Doctor Who. But then I went back and I was like, oh, okay, I'd missed two episodes.
You must have been pissed about where you thought season 6 ended because you didn't know that it kind of brought that one big story thing all into place.
Yeah, the death.
I'm trying to avoid spoiling it for Steven, but I guess we're past the statute of limitations. So sorry, Steven.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for the end of season 6 of the Doctor Who.
I wasn't listening.
But yeah, so we get that, and then we all that, and then we actually find it. So there's this group called the Silence. Their religion. They're trying to stop the Doctor because there's some
Doctor who.
Shut up. So there's like because they believe that like when the question is asked, silence will fall. I guess it was more properly translated as silence must fall. And so they believe that this question, the first question ever, if it's answered, it'll like destroy everything.
Because it'll break the fourth wall.
Yeah, and they believe that the Doctor is the only one who can answer that question. Because the question is Doctor Who.
It'll shatter the fourth wall, everything will come crumbling down, that universe will cease to be.
Okay, but how? How is that the first question?
Because he's a time traveler, he went back in time, and he's like, I'm the Doctor, and they were like, Doctor who?
They don't know what doctors are. Like, they go back in time, it's like, I'm the Doctor. Because you go back to the beginning of time, it's sludge.
Are they alien menaces?
No, I'm talking about, you go back to the very beginning of time, it's just, hey, primordial ooze.
Yeah, but like when language existed, so they could ask questions.
But what?
Yeah, no matter what the language, he could speak it, right? Because he speaks every language, thanks to the TARDIS's translation matrix. So, creature capable of comprehending speech and said, I'm the Doctor, and it's a Doctor Who.
Doctor Who!
That would be the first question.
But yeah, he can't speak every language. Remember the devil shit?
No.
Yes, that one's before time, though.
Yeah, exactly. So that technically would be... So technically anything written in that language would be the first question. Like, ever.
No, it's a language from... It's
different.
Stop questioning it, man.
Satan asked the first question.
Doctor... Why?
Yes, it was Satan who asked it.
Yeah. It's like, motherfucker, what's your name? I want your soul. I have Norio Cake Street. You want it? Oh, but yeah, and... It was a bit weird, the resolution of it all, like, so the Doctor, he actually was there when he died, but he was inside of himself.
Called it.
Yep, so...
The moment I saw that thing show up in Let's Kill Hitler, I'm like, oh, he's gonna use that.
Yeah, so...
He's gonna use that.
Yeah, so it's a Tesselecta, it is a time-traveling, shape-shifting robot thing, controlled by tiny people. But so then the Doctor, he got them to turn into him. And then he went inside of him, and then the robot him died. Because, you know, that's how a fixed point in time works.
Well, if the Doctor says that's how it works, that's how it fucking works, because he's the Doctor.
Yeah, and so then everyone thinks he's dead. Except they don't, I guess.
And you must let them believe that he died, or he has, so he can cure the monster within him.
Well, no, he told River Song that he was alive, and then River Song told Amy because
Amy's her mom. Fuck it, I don't care.
I guess fuck you, Steven.
Whatever.
He'll forget.
Just because I know what Buffy and talk about Buffy all the time.
Okay.
I don't care.
Take that.
Yeah, like, but yeah, so. I want to talk about Asylum of the Daleks. I want to.
Sorry.
I need to.
If it was good or not.
Not fast.
Just give a review.
Coming soon. Coming soon, the Doctor Who Series 7 spoiler cast.
That'd be cool.
I will actually do that with you. I will watch Asylum of the Daleks soon so I can do that with you.
Well, you better do it soon because I'm thinking of starting it this weekend. Because episode 2... Episode 2 airs this Saturday.
Okay, well, Saturday I will get through Asylum of the Daleks and whatever's next. And then we can start the Doctor Who Series 7 spoiler cast with a double episode feature.
Yeah. Because I felt like reviewing it, but I can't talk about that episode without spoiling it. I can't. I can't do it.
Did it say if it was good or not?
It was interesting.
Okay.
I'll say that, like, I am not as deep into the Doctor Who mythos as Bovey is, because mostly I can't remember a lot of it.
Timey-wimey stuff, that's all you need to know.
But yeah, so Doctor Who, it started out with a thing, alright. But so...
I have to ask you, this is an off-topic question, who's your favorite Doctor?
What? You're chopping up a lot.
Sorry, who's your favorite Doctor?
Tie between Tennant and Smith.
Okay. I've had a lot of... I've been hearing a lot of comparison recently. I've heard some reasons for liking certain ones, bad reasons for liking certain ones. I particularly like Tennant. Little off-topic thing there, just thought I would, you know...
I like Doctor Doom.
Yeah, Tennant was definitely great. He was fantastic. No one can argue that. But I feel like Smith brings a bit more.
The best way I've heard it described it for people who like Matt Smith a little bit better is probably the way Dr. Noyes described it is that Matt Smith just seems a little bit more alien.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Like, especially the way he moves, like, he's freaking out a lot of the time. And especially when you try to see him act human.
he's not quite a human, which is, I guess, what some people like to see in the Doctor. I personally, I love David Tennant's take on the role.
Yeah, but
you know, it's all personal opinion. As long as people aren't bad-mouthing other Doctors, I take no issue with it. I get very mad when people start bad-mouthing. Unless it's, which one is it? Fuck, why can't I remember?
Christopher Eccleston?
No, not Christopher Eccleston. Colin...
Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
No, not Colin Farrell. I would accept people bad-mouthing him as a Doctor, though. Colin Baker. Colin Baker. People bad-mouth him, I take no issue with it.
Okay, well, yeah. Like, I really like... So, anytime Matt Smith interacts with Craig, like, he's trying to act human.
Yes, anything with Craig is hilarious, and I don't think it would have been nearly as funny with David Tennant. Those episodes were totally written for Matt Smith, and he did perfectly in them.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. But yeah, so, moving on to movies. I watched Judge Dredd.
Oh, the new Dredd, or the old one? The old one.
Yeah, so like that movie went by really quickly for me. It was all terrible.
Oh.
But I loved it.
Oh. It's one of those movies.
Yeah, it was one of those movies where you like sit down if I drank, it'd probably be one where I sit down and like have a drinking game with.
Yeah.
Like every time Sylvester Stallone says law, take a shot.
I have a movie like that.
But yeah, so it just goes by really fast for me. I don't know why. Like, so you remember? So there's like the Chief Justice who is, so like Dredd gets, Dredd gets accused of killing some people, like a reporter who's been saying that the judges are shit. And so then he's found guilty, and then the Chief Justice who like trying to get leniency for Dredd, stands down. And then is kicked out of Mega City because apparently when the Chief Justice like steps down from being Chief Justice, he has to go on a long walk across like the horrible wasteland that is the rest of the world to try to spread justice.
Justice.
Yeah. So there's a bit where like he gets sent off to there. The old man gets like thrown into the desert, and then the prison transport that he's on gets blown up by weird Christian hillbilly redneck people.
Huh.
Yeah, and so then, like, they go in there, they're fighting them all, and then one guy's like, you got something yet? And then the old man just comes in and just blows the guy away with a shotgun.
Cool.
Then he gets stabbed.
Oh, that's cool.
And dies.
Oh.
And I was like, that seemed kind of fast. Like, what's this, like 30 minutes in? I was an hour into the movie.
Oh, my God.
The movie's an hour 40.
Oh, my God. Nothing happened for the first hour of the movie.
No, a lot of it happened. I just kind of, like, I guess, like... It was so terrible that I just, like, crushed it all down to a couple minutes.
Mm.
Like, when one of your lead credits is Rob Schneider...
Yeah, Rob Schneider's in the movie.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that.
And Armin Asante's in the movie.
I don't know who that is.
But it's really weird, because he's, like, in there doing, a Sylvester Stallone impression, because they're brothers.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really weird. So he also says law a lot of the time. It's like, you broke the law! That's a direct quote.
I am the law.
That is a direct quote. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, that
was you betrayed the law.
You betrayed the law!
He's like, jukes it out at him.
Yeah, and so, like, the weirdest thing for this movie has been Sylvester Stallone. Like, hands down. Like, the way he stands for the entire thing, like, his arms are always at, like, a 20-degree angle. Or, like, 30 awesome. Or something. He just, like, stands there all the time, and, like, his pants are really, really tight.
So his
ass is always sticking out.
Cool.
But the weirdest thing is his eyes.
They're all crazy.
Yeah, like these really big, like bright blue contact lenses in them. And they really creep me out.
Awesome.
And also, Dredd shouldn't spend most of the movie with his helmet off, and he shouldn't spend most of the movie and he shouldn't spend any part of the movie smiling.
Yeah, isn't it the thing in the books that he never takes his helmet off ever?
Yeah, like he takes off the helmet. Like for a good chunk of the movie. And yeah, at the end of it, he puts the helmet on and smiles.
That sucks.
Dredd, don't smile, bitches.
Jeez, Louise.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah,
Louise.
He smiles when he says, "I knew you'd say that."
Oh.
Yeah, it's.
Huh.
And also a running gag they have in the show. So like, The cops have their bikes.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, cop bikes and cop bike helicopter things, like cop bike cool. VTOLs. Like vertical takeoff and landing. And a running gag with them is they don't work. Your running gag is, quick, let's get out of here. Malfunction. 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 And, you know, like, he spends a good chunk of the movie on those things with a world, like, with a, like, highly intelligent computer hacker. But, you know, he never gets MD to fix it. He just punches it. It's like, malfunction, malfunction, motherfucker! But working. Yeah, it's real fucking stupid, but I love that movie.
Cool.
Yeah. Coming soon. Something involving Judge Dredd. But yeah, and so finally, I watched like the first 10 minutes of Wrath of Khan.
Khan!
Yes, I've
seen
one.
That movie.
Yeah, I saw like the first 10 minutes of it, and...
I've seen up to when he yelled Khan, and then I left the room.
It was depressing as fuck.
It's a stupid movie.
It was really depressing, though. Like, so start out with the Kobayashi Maru.
Yep.
And there's some weird Romulan bitch.
Yep.
At least I think she's Romulan.
Probably.
Like, her ears are different from a Vulcan, so I'm guessing Romulan. Like, those two are kind of related, aren't they?
Yes. I don't know. Why am I answering? I've seen, like, the one new movie.
Yes, yeah, so, same here. That's all the Star Trek I've seen.
I am an expert.
Yeah, ask me anything about Star Trek.
I don't know.
But yeah, so she did the Kobayashi Maru. She fails horribly. Because everyone does.
Thing is four.
Yeah, the only one who's ever passed it has been William Shatner. And
yeah,
Chris...
he cheated.
Well, Chris Pine cheated. Did William Shatner cheat?
Yeah, because they played the same character.
Yeah, but like they played different versions of the same character.
No, yeah, he cheated. Like, just in the new movie, they explain how he cheated.
Like, if they played the same character, then... Chris Pine would have hooked up with Uhura. Because I know, I'm pretty sure, that William Shatner and Pam Grier had sex in that show.
Well, the
characters
probably?
Did. The characters did, anyway.
Maybe later. Maybe later. Maybe in the sequel.
Yeah, she cheats on Spock.
Yeah.
Because apparently those two
Spock's
are together
a
now.
Nerd.
Yeah, but he's a nerd who can, like, take you out with two fingers.
Yeah, but he's still a nerd.
He's a psychic nerd.
Whatever. Nerd.
Revenge of the Nerds, dude.
Nerd.
Knock his books out of his hands. Take
nerd.
His glasses.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Good luck getting them over those ears.
So, yeah, I watched, like, the first 10 minutes of Wrath of Khan, and it was depressing as fuck. It was just William Shatner saying, essentially, okay, so I'm just paraphrasing here, but I'm getting too over this shit. Not fucking kidding. Like, the entire thing is like, it's like, Star Trek.
William Shatner doesn't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's like William Shatner, like, well, actually, Captain Kirk, or I guess Admiral Kirk at this point. Mm. It's like, traveling the stars is a young man's game while he's drinking some weird illegal, like, blue alcohol that Bones gave him.
Space alcohol.
Yeah, illegal space alcohol.
Cool.
But yeah, it. Soon we're going to be watching that movie for commentary. But I don't really feel any pull to go back and watch it by myself.
It's not very good. It's a pretty awful movie.
Yeah, but apparently everyone loves it.
Why?
Because they're Trekkies.
Yeah, everyone's like, what is it? The even-numbered Star Trek movies are good.
Yeah, like, I know, like, the terrible ones are, like, number 3 and number 5. I think those are the worst.
The general consensus is the odd numbered ones are
yes.
terrible.
So 1, 3, and 5.
Yes.
You're like, isn't 4 the one where they like go back in time and they have to like save all the whales?
Yeah.
Khan!
How is that? That doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
That includes anything Next Generation. The odd numbered ones apparently sucked.
But yeah, it's just the whole concept of 4 sounds really stupid to me. Like, right, so we sent back in time to, like, 21st century, sent back in time to, like, 20th century Earth, but we can't have, like, Spock showing his ears, so we have him, like, in some weird fucking outfit thing. They have to go save the whales, because apparently they're, like, space shit.
Yeah, there's some space thing going to destroy the world in their time that communicates with a whale frequency, so they need whales to tell it to go away.
Whatever, I don't fucking care. Moving on. So, I guess that's what we're watching then. On to news.
Hooray for news.
Yeah, so, Patty Considine, better known as one of the Andes from Hot Fuzz, has joined the cast of The World's End.
Awesome.
Yep. So, yeah. Moving on. I'm really looking forward to The World's End.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be.
And we're getting one of the Andes back.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it's... So, moving on. The CW, the creators of such fantastic programming as Smallville...
Fantastic.
And...
Other shows.
And Melrose Place and 90210... are making a Wonder Woman television show.
Yeah. Again.
Yes. Well, actually, NBC was the one who were trying to do that last time.
Yeah, but I didn't have a Wonder Woman show.
And they failed horribly.
Did you watch it?
It didn't come out.
It leaked online.
Fuck it. I don't care.
I watched it.
How bad was it?
It's not that bad.
But yeah, so...
Like, it could have been a good show.
But yeah, so the big hook with this series is an origin story.
Oh my god, who would have thunk?
Yeah, so it's under the working title of Amazon. And we'll focus on Wonder Woman as a young superhero who hasn't fully gotten into her swimsuit.
So, is this going to be, you know, a proper origin story or a Smallville origin story?
Probably Smallville.
Where an origin story that should take 5 minutes to tell takes... How many seasons?
10.
10 seasons.
Yeah, so I'm just going to read you a quote from the article. Think small a little, but instead of a no tights, no flights rule, the show might have a no bracelets, no crown mandate.
If it has no bracelets and no crown, I'm going to burn down the CW.
Well, Wonder Woman doesn't
That's
have
a, what Wonder Woman is. That's her thing.
She doesn't have a crown, she has a tiara.
Yeah, but like, you know. The tiara's not a big deal. If she's not wearing bracelets...
Yeah, like she needs the fucking manacle things.
That's like making Batman without bat ears.
It's like making Batman not Batman.
Yeah.
It's like making Nightwing a girl.
It's kind of like the thing they did in that one shot for Batman Begins where he doesn't have the cowl yanked.
Yeah, but making
There's
that
a reason
whole,
they only did it for one shot.
Yeah, so the thing is being written by Alan Heinberg, who worked on The O.C. and Grey's Anatomy.
So, oh, but also, yay.
Already!
But he's also worked on, like, actual comics.
Like what?
Young Justice,
it says in here, Young Avengers.
Yeah, Young Avengers, and apparently also wrote Wonder Woman comics.
I never read any of his stuff, so I don't care.
But, like, he knows the character, which is a plus.
Oh, but yeah, so the show is currently just in development. I think they just have a script written out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman!
Yeah, so, yes, the CW is only developing a script. No pilot production has been greenlit or anything actually guaranteed for the show, if it actually happens.
Yeah.
But so, moving on. The director of Sherlock has come on board to direct Fox's Frankenstein movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He also directed Lucky Number 11.
Yep,
this
and Push.
Definitely means good things for Frankenstein.
Yes, and Push.
And Push.
How is Push?
Eh, it's okay.
I heard it sucked.
It was weird.
But I love Lucky Number 11, and I love Sherlock.
Yeah, so Paul McGuigan is in final negotiations to direct the thing. And it was written by the guy who wrote Chronicle, Max Landis.
Oh, he wrote Frankenstein?
Yeah, he wrote this movie.
Okay, then it's gonna be good.
Yeah, this looks like a good lineup for this movie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
see it though. So we don't even have a proper title for it, or any specific release date. Moving on.
Sorry, I just thought of the one thing that could, like, ruin this. And Michael Cera as Dr. Frankenstein. Not that he's a terrible actor, he's just not good for the role.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey.
That'd be silly.
It's like, oh, hey, it's alive.
I'd actually watch and probably totally love that.
Yeah, it's like, but make it, like, so tongue-in-cheek as possible. Just have him play every single Michael Cera character.
Yeah.
But as just Frankenstein. It's like going through the graveyard, it's like, I'm taking up these bodies. It's like, ew. So, moving on. David Slade, the director of Hard Candy, the pilot for NBC's Hannibal, 30 Days of Night, and the Twilight Saga Eclipse, has been chosen by Disney to direct the movie Matched.
What's Matched about?
It's set in a future where people are told what to read, what to watch, what to believe, and who to love. The story centers on a young woman who rejects an arranged romance and chooses her own path.
Wow. Way to make something cool less cool.
Yes, it was like 1984, but bullshit.
Or Brave New World, or Fahrenheit 451, or countless of other good versions of that idea.
Yeah, so the...
I'm so angry.
Well, actually, so the movie is based on a young adult novel from 2007.
Oh.
In 2010, I mean, written by Ali Conti. And the script is being written by Michelle and Kieran Mulrooney, who also wrote Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows.
Oh, the last good one.
Yes.
I haven't watched either of those movies.
The first one's really good. The second one's less than good.
The second one's shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like I have one Sherlock Holmes who I'm doting upon. I don't need another.
Yeah. So, speaking of Hannibal, NBC's upcoming series. Mm-hmm. Scott Thompson from The Kids in the Hall is joined the cast.
Scott Thompson.
The gay one.
Yeah, I know who the kids, which kid in the hall is which.
Some people out there might not. And some people out there might not know who the kids in the hall are, such as your American.
I love Kids in the Hall. Yeah.
So, to our American viewers, listeners, I mean, The Kids in the Hall was a Canadian sketch comedy troupe that was fucking hilarious.
Yep. It's pretty great.
Scott Thompson was the gay one.
I thought they were all gay.
If you watch that 70s show, what's the name of the minister? Is it Dave?
No, that's not him.
No, I know. He's from The Kids in the Hall, though. He's Kevin McDonald.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to introduce him to the idea of Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
He was also... Yeah, Kevin McDonald also did the voice of that one-eyed alien in Lilo and Stitch.
He did. And Kevin McDonald and Dave Foley, another kid in the hall, both were in Disney's Sky High.
Yes, I saw... Yeah, they were in that.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah, Kevin McDonald was the guy with the giant head and Dave Foley was
the sidekick teacher.
Yeah, Dave Foley wanted to fuck the main character's mom.
Yep, sure did.
Well, yeah, so Scott Thompson is going to be a part of Lawrence Fishburne's FBI hunting team, who are tasked with hunting down Hannibal Lecter.
I just realized that we talked all about The Kids in the Hall, and Scott Thompson's the only one we really didn't talk much about. He hasn't really done much outside The Kids in the Hall.
Yeah,
or Bruce McCulloch, or Mark McKinney.
Yeah.
Who?
Exactly.
But yeah, so Scott Thompson is going to be recurring as a guy named Jimmy Price. He's the third member of the FBI crime scene investigation team headed by Lawrence Fishburne's Jack Crawford.
Eight.
Jimmy, so Scott Thompson's character specializes in fingerprinting and spatter patterns.
And what patterns?
Spatter patterns.
Oh, okay.
Blood spatter.
Spider patterns.
Nope. So he's Dexter, I guess.
So if they're an FBI team hunting Hannibal, are they going to run into Edward Norton at any point?
I hope so.
Is like they're gonna catch Hannibal Lecter? Goes, hello, Clarice. Oh, sorry, I thought you were somebody else. Yeah.
Neat.
So moving on, Sony is moving forward with the redemption of Cain, a story of Cain and Abel, an updated reimagining of the biblical story Cain and Abel. You know, the one about the first murder. But guess what? It's got vampires in it now.
Neat.
Because you know what the Bible? Cause you know what the Bible needed? Vampires.
Vampires.
But yeah. So this thing got a big push in the middle of the summer. And do you know why they got a big push?
Why?
Because Will Smith might want to direct it.
Ooh.
Yeah, Will Smith is. Will Smith's company, Overlook Entertainment, is producing the film, and the Fresh Prince himself may be looking to make his directorial debut with this movie.
So we've got Will Smith directing a movie about biblical vampires. This can only end well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so casting for the movie is expected to start soon, and production is hoping to start, the studio, I guess, is hoping to start production in July 2013.
That's a while away.
Yep. So moving on. The fantastic BBC series Sherlock is being turned into a manga.
Which will be less than fantastic, most
of the time. Nothing Western should ever be converted. Just like anime should not be converted into live action movies, particularly Americanized live action movie.
Yeah.
Dragon
Ball Evolution.
But yeah, so the October issue of Young Ace magazine over in Japan announced that a manga artist known as Jay, and this Jay with a period at the end,
neat,
is going to be creating a manga based on the thing, and the first issue of the manga would tell the story of A Study in Pink, the first episode of the show.
So it's not even going into new stories, it's just
rehashing the old ones. Yeah, so a little teaser thing was released, showing Sherlock and Watson in their manga forms. And like I say, they look weird.
Yeah, Sherlock doesn't have his cheekbones, which are very necessary. Benedict Cumberbatch's face.
He also looks like he's possessed. And has a cold.
And Watson looks, for one thing, smaller.
Yeah. And again, he also looks like he has a cold. Like, for some reason, everyone's noses, they're like shaded. Shaded a different skin pigment.
So, basically, I don't like the art. The stories are recycled, and I don't even like the idea of this existing. If I read it, would I enjoy it? No.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking stupid. So, moving on to the next piece of news that hopefully might be a bit better. So now with Christopher Nolan's Batman movies over, and Justice League still on the horizon.
Oh, we gotta talk about this.
Yeah, we're gonna need. Yeah, people are speculating that Batman will be rebooted in the Justice League movie.
That'd be a good way to do it.
Yeah, so we'll be getting a new actor, new bat suit, I guess.
Probably, yeah.
New Batmobile.
That'd be neat.
But I like that Batmobile.
New ambiguously gay duo.
Ooh, I hope Robin's in it. I love Robin. I'm a big Robin fan.
Yeah, like, we got that one kind of joke thing in The Dark Knight Rises of like, hey, guess what? This guy's name's Robin.
You should use your real name, Robin.
Yeah.
That's how she says the line, like it's a joke.
Yeah, but hopefully, yeah.
Robin.
But yeah, so that'll be happening.
Get it?
But yeah, it's nice that these guys are, like, getting away from just doing origin stories over and over and over again for these characters.
Oh, who said it wasn't going to be an origin story?
I'm guessing everybody.
Oh, okay.
Because like,
it probably will be.
If it's a Justice League movie, it's not like it's going to be showing an origin story of Batman and then him joining Justice League like immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you could do it that way.
Motherfucker, everyone knows this shit. Like, I can understand...
It just happened a few years ago.
Like, I can understand people, like, doing this shit for, like, lesser-known characters, people who, like, don't know their origins to. Like, I'm guessing not a lot of people know the origin of Wonder Woman. I guess not a lot of people know the origin story to The Flash or Green Lantern or anything. But everyone knows the origin story to Batman and Superman and Spider-Man. But every few years, hey, guess what? Here's a new movie about these guys. And you know, guess what? Get their origin stories.
See,
that,
like, I can understand
that. And Spider-Man, I felt it kind of needed to be redone.
Well, Spider-Man,
it needed to be redone. It needed to be redone. But fuck, you didn't need to do like a hard reset and everything. It's just like, hey, guess what? Spider-Man's been around for a while.
Like, I can understand. Sony doing it, because they needed to make a new movie so they could keep the rights. Superman, the same issue because of the court case. But, like, if they did Batman's origin, that would actually make no sense, because, like, that'd be silly. That's
yeah. Fine. Well, whatever. Moving on. Michael Keaton, better known as Beetlejuice and Batman.
I am Batman.
Has joined the cast of the RoboCop remake as Raymond.
Oh my god, RoboCop!
He will be playing Raymond Sellers.
Yep.
Who I guess is the head of OmniCorp
or something.
Yeah. So Jose Padilla said, "Michael is the final addition to the amazing cast we have assembled for this film, and it is so great that to have the last piece of the puzzle in place. It is thrilling that everything has come together to bring an innovative new version of RoboCop to life. We got a great script, a great cast, and killer Ed 209s." And I can't wait to get Alex Murphy back on the streets.
RoboCop. Here's the thing about the new RoboCop. There's no, aside from RoboCop and his wife, there's no characters from the original RoboCop.
Nope.
This is stupid. I don't understand.
Yeah, and people have gotten their hands on the RoboCop script. It's not good.
That good.
Yeah. So I don't know where he's saying we got a great script. Maybe he got a different copy.
Maybe it will be good. Like, everything I've heard seems less than good.
Yeah, maybe they just gave him the original script.
Like, I read a review of the script, And it just seems like they make fun of the 80s movie. Like, they just poke fun at it.
Yeah, like, maybe they released that one to the public, then just, then like, in order to keep him, like, satiated and keeping him actually on the project, they just gave him, like, a reprinted copy of the original movie script.
I'd be happy about that.
No, like, he isn't working off of it.
Oh.
They just, like, in order to get him, like, to get him, like, actually in the project, they just gave him, like, the actual script. It's like, all right, I mean, this is gonna be good, it's gonna be fucking awesome. Then it's like, every once in a while, it's like, you know what, just some changes have been made.
That makes me so sad.
And just slowly, like, start replacing pages in the script with, like, the new one.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I love the original RoboCop because it's amazing.
It's a fucking fantastic movie.
I love the original RoboCop and RoboCop 3. RoboCop 2 sucks.
Mm-hmm.
RoboCop 3 sucks so bad that it's amazing. Because he gets a jetpack in that one. But anyways, RoboCop, like, when I heard they're rebooting RoboCop, I was like, this is a movie that should be rebooted. Like, it makes sense to modernize it. Because it's a robot. And, like, they can make it look really good. But...
he already looked awesome.
Yeah, but, like, they could make it, like, I don't know, a bit more shiny, I guess.
Now, have you seen some of the concept shit that got leaked for his new design?
I'm looking at the,
it looks like shit.
I'm looking at the, E3 whatever it was.
He looks like a Power Ranger.
Yep. Doesn't even look like RoboCop. Because they can't make him look, like, too much like Iron Man. But for some reason, they can't make him just look like RoboCop.
Because they want, to modernize it.
Yeah,
so I guess modernizing is a Power Ranger. It's
yeah.
Like, go, go, RoboCop! I'd buy that for a dollar!
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Apparently that line's in the movie, but
yeah,
they say, like, I wouldn't buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think, on the Anything cast.
Yeah. Stupidest reference ever.
Yeah, and
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. Well, so, moving on. So that does it for news. On to new releases. So, for this week, the week of September 7th, we got, I think, one wide release and two limited release. Yep. So, first up with a wide release, The Words. So, starring Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Irons, Dennis Quaid, Olivia Wilde, and Zoe Saldana, the layered romantic drama The Words follows young writer Rory Jansen, who finally achieves long sought after literary success after publishing the next great American novel. There's only one catch. He didn't write it. As the past goes back to haunt him and his literary star continues to rise, Jason is forced to confront the steep price that must be paid for stealing another man's work and for placing ambition up and success above life's most fundamental three words. Life's a bitch. That's not life's most fundamental three words. I'm guessing they mean I love you.
Maybe. I don't know.
But
yeah. The movie currently has a 20% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Neither as clever nor as interesting as it appears to think it is, The Words maroons its talented stars in its overly complex, dramatically inert literary thriller that's ultimately a poor substitute for a good book. So,
take that, film.
Burn!
That's funny because film's a visual medium and books aren't.
Yeah. So, moving on to the limited release, The Inbetweeners. So this is based off the BBC series. So, four geeky high school friends set out on a wild, sun and boostful vacation in The Inbetweeners movie, the hilarious British breakout film, finally reaching American shores. Packed with outrageous sexual shenanigans, out-of-control party antics, and cheekily rude humor in the tradition of American Pie, the film follows a quartet of sex-obsessed nerds or it's to a notorious Mediterranean hotspot as they try to break their lifelong losing streak with the ladies.
Huh.
Yep.
They should just start titling these movies Sexism.
Yeah. Currently has a 62. But yeah, that movie looks terrible.
One long series of movies.
Yeah. It's like, Sexism, it's like, coming soon, Sexism number 8727. Starring Sylvester Stallone.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I wouldn't.
Only a dollar.
Mm. So, moving on to our final movie for this week, Bachelorette, with Kirsten Dunst. Yeah?
There's another movie coming out this week.
I know there's a bunch of other movies coming out this week. These are the ones I want to... I went through the list and picked out ones I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Finally for us, this week.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, we don't talk about every movie that comes out anymore.
Well, there's another wide release that's coming out.
Oh, what one?
The Cold Light of Day.
Fuck that.
Okay.
I saw that, and it was way too down, and it was way too low on the list for me to consider actually picking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bachelorette was above it.
Well, what's Bachelorette about?
So, on the night before our old friend's wedding, three frisky bridesmaids go searching for a little fun, but find much more than they bargained for. With lovely Becky set to marry her handsome sweetheart, Dale, the remaining members of her high school clique reunite for one last Bachelorette bacchal.
Bacchal.
It's B-A-C-C-H-A-N-A-L.
Bacchanal.
Bacchanal?
Yeah.
Bacchal. In the Big Apple, Reagan is overachieving Uber maid of honor who's secretly smarting over the fact that she's not the first to marry.
Oh.
While Gina is a whip smart sarcastic who actually is a closet romantic.
And, who would have thunk?
And Katie is a ditzy beauty who loves the good life. But when Becky insists on keeping the bachelorette party tame, the women proceed with an after hour celebration of their own.
I hope someone gets murdered.
Oh god, I hope so. Like, the cover they have for this thing is three women, one of them really fat, throwing dollar bills at a naked man.
It's like a less good version of Bridesmaids.
Yeah. Currently, it's 53 on Rotten Tomatoes. It has its moments, but Bachelorette ultimately plays it too safe with this trio of unlikable leads, betraying them with a predictably sentimental final act that undermines the bracingly honest humor preceding it. So, moving on.
Dunce.
Yeah, so moving on to next week, the week of September 14th. We have a wide release, Finding Nemo, a new film from Pixar. I'm not kidding. Finding Nemo follows the comedic and momentous journey of an overly protective clownfish named Marlin and his son Nemo, who become separated in the Great Barrier Reef when Nemo is unexpectedly taken far from his ocean home and dumped into a fish tank in a dentist's office. Buoyed by the companionship of Dory, a friendly but forgetful Pacific regal blue tang, Marlin embarks on a dangerous trek to find himself the unlikely hero of an epic effort to rescue his son, who hatches a few daring plans of his own to return safely home.
In 3D!
Yes,
boom, boom, boom.
Yes, because you know what Finding Nemo needed? 3D.
Three dimensions.
Yes, it needed a third dimension.
For all the water.
All these companies think they could just, you know, make a movie 3D, throw it back out there, and we'll just throw money at it. And the funny thing is, most of us will.
Yeah.
I won't. Finding Nemo is probably my least favorite Pixar.
I liked Finding Nemo.
That's fine.
I figured people's least favorite would be like Cars.
I don't count Finding Nemo all the way through.
I did. It was pretty good.
Mostly, I keep missing the beginning.
Oh, you mean where his entire family gets murdered horribly? Because at the beginning of the movie, Marlin's family gets horribly, horribly murdered.
Wow.
Like his wife and 90% of their children. Because, you know, fish don't just have one baby at a time. They shit out like dozens of eggs and like jack off on them.
Spooge it out.
Yeah, so like starts out, they like have their new house, which is I guess an anemone on like the brink of the horrible blue oceanness, and they have like dozens of children. But then one day, a barracuda comes along and eats his wife and all their children. But there's only one left, and the egg is slightly cracked, so he's born with a fucked up fin. That's why he has a fucked up fin.
They're gonna make a Finding Nemo too.
I know. Ellen DeGeneres is gonna be in it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's gonna be like Finding Dory.
That all sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Hope Willem Dafoe is in it.
Willem Dafoe. He's the barracuda.
Well, he was in the first one.
Oh, who was? Who was he?
Oh,
right, he was the black and white fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so moving on to the second web release movie coming out that week, Resident Evil Retribution.
I watched the trailer for that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
The Umbrella Corporation's deadly T-Virus continues to ravage the Earth, transforming the global population into legions of the flesh-eating undead. The human race's last and only hope, Alice, awakens in the heart of Umbrella's most clandestine operations facility, and unveils more of her mysterious past as she delves further into the complex. Without a safe haven, Alice continues to hunt those responsible for the outbreak. A chase that takes her from Tokyo to New York, Washington, D.C., and Moscow, culminating in a mind-blowing revelation that will force her to rethink everything that she once knew to be true.
She's a zombie.
Aided by her newfound allies and familiar friends, Alice must fight to survive long enough to escape a hostile world on the brink of oblivion. The countdown has begun. And hey, Michelle Rodriguez is in it, even though she got a bullet in the head in the first movie.
Yeah, well, it, from what I can tell from the trailer, they had a very... I'll say it's an interesting way to reboot their universe, but a very stupid way to reboot their universe.
Yeah, it's all kinds of dumb.
It's like, we're rebooting it, but we're not.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you guys remember Resident Evil 5? They kind of did that, but not really. Hey, Jill Valentine's here. She's in a purple thing. She has a thing in her chest, but her boobs aren't as big, so it's not as pleasing. You want it? Please give us money.
Huh.
So, final movie coming out next week in limited release, The Master.
I'm so excited!
This is not a Doctor Who spinoff.
Aw, damn it.
I don't know, like, as
it's
soon
about
as...
Scientology!
As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, wait, what? Yes?
He deserves his own movie.
Yeah. Wait, so... Philip Seymour Hoffman stars as a World War II vet who is inspired to create a religion upon returning home to 1950s America. Joaquin Phoenix also stars in this Paul Thomas Anderson religious drama. Avi Adams, Laura Dern, Jesse Plemons, and David Warshawski co-star. Jeremy Wheeler, Rovi.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
So is Philip Seymour Hoffman L. Ron Hubbard?
He's like L. Ron Hubbard without using L. Ron Hubbard's name.
Oh, because he didn't want to get sued.
Yeah, it's pretty much all about Scientology, except without specifically Scientology.
Yeah, they worship Lord Mizu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God, fuck it.
So excited, it looks awesome. It's at TIFF, and I can't go because tickets cost $40, and they're sold out.
Yeah. So that's for new releases. Mm-hmm. On to trailers.
I just watched a bunch of trailers before the show.
Okay, why don't you start, Sid, Steven?
I don't remember anything. There's The To-Do List. Aubrey Plaza plays a nerdy teen who wants to have sex in a bunch of different ways.
Okay.
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of stuff for that. I haven't actually watched any trailers of it.
I'm sure it will be widely acclaimed as being good. But it looks very, it looks like they're trying really hard to seem how deep they are.
Oh, check this out, we're so deep. We are, like, walking hand in hand along this rail thing.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's like a bunch of different stories all connecting, and, like, Tom Hanks, Halle Berry, and Hugo Weaving all are different characters in each different story, I think. And it's sci-fi, but there's also stuff in, like, the past, and, like, Tom Hanks is in it.
Ooh!
I don't know how to explain Cloud Atlas, because I don't...
Who doesn't love Tom Hanks?
Nobody.
Exactly.
I don't even think the Wachowskis could,
So shut up and give me your money.
I don't think the Wachowskis could explain Cloud Atlas if they tried.
Yeah. It's like, it's a movie that will give us money.
Pretty much. And the other trailer I watched that I'm going to talk about is Atlas Shrugged Part 2.
Oh, motherfucker.
I didn't know they were actually going to make a Part 2 because Part 1 made $0.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, didn't Part 1 bomb?
It bombed so badly that, like, no one... Like, it probably made negative dollars. But no, they're making Part 2.
Oh, goody.
If anyone who's read the book, Part 2 of the book... is the longest part.
Oh, goody. So we get to see more of trains and the government ain't taking my shit.
Man. Now it's like space sci-fi stuff. Like they have like a...
What?
Like a thing that's like...
What?
We're going to solve the energy crisis with this thing.
What wasn't the first one just like about steel like steel workers and like the bullet trains and shit?
Yeah. And now it's like...
And now space
I tried
shit.
Watching the first. I tried watching part one and couldn't. So I'm really excited for part two.
We need to make fun of that movie.
We do. We should watch it. We should watch Atlas Shrugged Part One.
Coming soon, book month.
Oh man. Here's the thing. I hate Ayn Rand because anyone who is sensible should hate Ayn Rand.
Yeah,
and
I have no idea. Like, I don't even care about what her philosophies are.
Like,
I know it's like objectivism and like the government ain't taking my shit.
It's supporting capitalism, and it's supporting just being full of yourself and how great you are, not caring about anybody else.
Yeah, I saw this great video on Cracked. It was stuff that must have happened.
Yeah.
And it was like, Ayn Rand and L. Ron Hubbard were like fucking each other. And they like made a bet with each other about like who could make like the most retarded shit ever. Like Ayn Rand like bet him like $20 of like him, you know, like bet him $20 if he'd be able to like create like a entire breed of people who are just so full of themselves because they think they're so awesome.
Here's a great quote.
And then like
Then
like L. Ron Hubbard, like his thing, he was just, like saying about all this alien shit. He was like, I'm gonna convince celebrities they have superpowers.
Here's a great quote. There are two novels that can change a bookish 14-year-old's life: The Lord of the Rings and Atlas Shrugged. One is a childish fantasy that often enlightens a life. Often a lifelong obsession with unbelievable heroes leading to an emotionally stunted, socially crippled adulthood, unable to deal with the real world. The other, of course, involves orcs.
Boom! Bone, bitch!
Yeah. So, you know, take that.
Yeah.
So Atlas Shrugged, part 2, coming soon to nobody.
It's a Bovey one. Any trailers?
Yeah, I actually have a few. First of all, I watched the trailer for Looper.
Ah, yes.
That's going to be awesome.
What do you think of it?
It looks great. Yeah. And I must say, despite the fact that Joseph Gordon-Levitt doesn't quite look like Bruce Willis, I'm really glad they didn't just do the whole Tron thing.
Just aging Joseph Gordon-Levitt or like de-aging Bruce Willis computerly.
Yeah. Either one would have been bad.
It would have been really creepy. But like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, his entire like forehead in that movie looks like it's made of rubber.
Yeah, that does look unnatural.
It's gonna be really distracting when I watch that movie.
Yeah.
But the other thing I really noticed is that he doesn't really look like Bruce Willis. Like, they tried, but he just doesn't. And, like, when I first saw in the trailer the scene where Bruce Willis shows up in front of him, it's like, why are you hesitating? He doesn't look like you. Shoot him.
Yeah.
How do you know that's you? Does he look like your dad?
It's like, Dad, what the fuck am I killing you for? It's like, I'm not our dad, motherfucker. Do either one of them ever at any point say yippee-ki-yay? I don't care.
Maybe.
Ah, but yeah. Looper.
I don't care if it's copyrighted infringement. But yeah, it looks like it'll honestly be an awesome movie.
Yeah.
It's at TIFF too, but I also can't see it. It's sold out. I'm not seeing any movies at TIFF, which makes me angry.
TIFF 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan!
High prices!
Makes me angry.
So, any other trailers, Bobby?
Yeah, I've got two more.
Okay.
Silent Hill Revelation.
Oh, goody.
Making another Silent
Hill. First of all, let me say that the trailer is awful dubsteppy for a Silent Hill movie.
It just... Oh, God, the darkness is coming.
Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure that literally happens in the trailer.
Boom! Called it!
Where the siren is going, and then suddenly you just hear whoa, 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 and some sort of monstrosity comes out, whatever.
It's Pyramid Head.
I don't think it's Pyramid Head at that point, but...
Like instead of dragging around, like, his giant knife thing, he's dragging around, like, that little pad thing that dubstep artists use. But he's dragging around upside down, so it, like, bounces off stuff and dubsteps. So just, like, random drops happen, like, every couple seconds.
But yeah, like, it looks like they've put it way into the future.
Yeah, like, isn't this one, like, kind of a bit, like, taking a lot of inspiration from, like, the third game? Because, like, the main character with, like, the blonde hair and the breast.
I didn't really play the third game.
I haven't played any of the games.
I don't know. You've played Silent Hill.
I played Silent Hill Origins, which apparently a lot of people doesn't count as one of the Silent Hill games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's terrible.
I would say, I watched you playing a Silent Hill game once.
Yeah, and it was bad.
I don't know anything related to the games that much. I know some of the mythology, but not a lot.
Yeah, I'm aware of Silent Hill. Like, I'm not exactly what you call a fan, but like, I think I might be able to barely pass a Silent Hill trivia test.
Anyways, I don't remember the name of the daughter from the first movie.
Cheryl.
Cheryl, yeah. She's the main character of this one.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the mother is, like, mysteriously gone, and...
No, but they were both in the death world.
Yeah, I know.
So...
I'm totally wrong with this, but as far as I can tell, no, they're moving on, trying to forget about... Her and her father are moving on, trying to forget about Silent Hill and all that.
Sounds fucking stupid.
And then... her father gets taken to Silent Hill, and then she randomly teleports there. By
Please.
Finding a box.
Please kill me.
With her boyfriend, by the way, because she's a teenager now.
Hmm. Wait, actually, yeah, So I'm looking at the page for the fucking Silent Hill thing. And so, Adelaide Clown's main character plays Heather Mason, who was a character from Silent Hill 3.
Okay. So, my mistake.
Then, Sean Bean is playing his character from the first movie, as well as her father.
Wait. What the fuck?
Yep.
This is why I was confused.
Yeah, like it says Adelaide Clemens as Heather Mason. Sean Bean as Christopher DeSilva / Harry Mason.
So, they've just decided to have Sean Bean playing two different people, and they expect us not to notice?
I guess.
Well, that's why I thought that she was playing Cheryl, because it's like, oh yeah, it's Sean Bean again, and, okay, that must be the daughter from the first movie. Why the fuck is she out of the death world?
Yeah. And actually, Harry Mason is a character from the first game. He's the guy you play as. Oh, okay. So I guess Heather is the reincarnation of Cheryl.
A reincarnation?
Yep. I'm reading it from the Wikipedia page of Silent Hill.
Yeah, Heather is the main... Either the games get really messed up, or this movie's really messed up.
From the game page, Heather is the main protagonist and playable character of Silent Hill 3. As the reincarnation of Alyssa Gillespie and Cheryl Mason from the first game, Heather is instrumental in the main antagonist Claudia Wolf's attempt to bring a rebirth of God. She is portrayed by actress Adelaide Clemens in the film series. So wait, is she the one who... So, she's instrumental in Claudia Wolf's plan, but is Claudia Wolf like the lady who got ripped to death from her vagina by barbed wire in the first one?
No, Claudia was the creepy I wear the robe and speak quietly woman.
I thought that was Dahlia Gillespie.
No, that is Dahlia, you're right. Who the fuck is Claudia?
I guess she got vagina razor wire death.
So, oh okay. My god, I'm so confused now because I can't remember any character names because I'm terrible at remembering character names.
Move on to the last trailer. Fuck it, I don't care. It's Silent Hill.
Yeah, Resident Evil Retribution. We already talked about that.
The fucking movie. It's going to be so bad. I can't wait.
I actually watched two trailers for it. There are two different trailers. I watched them both.
Oh, goody.
In one, she says to Michelle Rodriguez, I guess we're not friends anymore. As they try to kill each other.
Yeah, I saw one where, like, the big dudes with, like, the bags of their heads that are pinned down. It's like, what the hell are those things? And they destroy a taxi.
Yeah, and they've got this one thing that's, like, really big. It sort of looks like the liquor, but it's a lot bigger. And I've noticed, even just watching the trailer, its size continuity changes so much.
Maybe one of them's a baby version.
No, it's the same one. You literally see it as one size, and then something drives up to it, attacks it. It's a completely different size, because otherwise this attack wouldn't have affected it, and then it goes through a window. It's now a different size again.
Wow, dude, that sucks.
They don't keep fucking size continuity on this thing at all, and that's in the trailer. How are they going to do a whole movie?
Poorly.
I mean, you'll have zombies just randomly turning into giants, apparently.
It's rawr, zombie smash. Oh, yeah, so moving on, I guess.
Oh, that's it for me in trailers.
So me, I saw a new trailer for Arrow.
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah, and so it's the dude doing more Arrow shit. It's kind of...
That show.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that show. I want it to be good. Excuse me.
It's like Green Arrow, without anything interesting about Green Arrow.
Yeah, and so So I also saw a trailer for Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that.
It looked cool.
It looks awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah, like, so I'm going to paraphrase, like, the first spoken line from Jeremy Renner in this movie. It's like, my sister and I were almost killed by a witch. Like, then we killed her. Then we got a taste for it. We haven't stopped.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so they just killed the witch, and they liked it so much.
They're going to kill witches forever.
Yeah, but they never stopped. Yeah, and Peter Stormare's in it.
It's directed by the guy who directed the fantastic film, Dead Snow, which is about Nazi zombies.
Oh, God, I can't wait for this movie. And they have, like, fucking... They have, like, rapid-fire crossbows and a fucking shotgun.
Looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks... It looks like if Van Helsing was good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The only thing, I don't like how the witches are, like, zombies.
They aren't really zombies, you know. They just kind of, like... They got to separate...
You could kill them with cutting their heads off.
Yeah, but they're witches.
Yeah. But they look like zombies.
No, not really. They look kind of like vampires.
Yeah, I suppose.
They don't look like witches, though.
Yeah, no, they're like, not like old fat ladies with warts on their long noses.
One of them was. I did see one of them.
I think the first one was.
No, the first one was, and then I saw one on a broom that was like throwing shit at them.
Okay, cool.
But like, Famke Jensen, do you see her? She looks like a person, then she did all horrible shit.
Maybe that's a witch thing.
Yeah, like, it's... It would make sense, like, if they were just like, hey, guess what, we're fucking... We have like the fucking long noses and hey, all the time, everyone would know they are when everyone would try to kill them. But if they're just like, hey, guess what, I'm a dude. Like, hey, I'm a lady. Like, don't kill me. I'm not a witch. It makes more sense from, like, a survival standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking can't wait for, I cannot wait for this movie.
This movie's gonna be amazing.
So glad I got a heart. So glad I got an R rating.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So.
It's such a, like, ridiculous concept. I love it.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like something Fables would do.
Yeah. Fables did it. Hansel and Gretel grew up to be witch hunters, and then Hansel murders Gretel.
No, did only Hansel grow up to be witch hunter, and then... they grew up to be witch hunters, but then it turns out Hansel was just murdering everybody.
Yeah, and then he murders Gretel.
Yeah. But this one doesn't seem like that, like...
And, like, you know how in the original thing, they're like, it's a candy house?
Yeah.
It's totally a candy house.
Yeah.
Because it's colorful.
Yeah, it's colorful, and it actually looks like a candy cane.
I know, I'm so excited for Candy House.
Can't wait for this movie.
I'm going to watch this movie 5 times in theaters.
So, that's going to do it for this week, I guess. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay, so yeah, that's going to do it for this week. As always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathStoreProds. I am at Damon _ProDs. We have at Bowie1 and at Steven _TC.
That's right.
You can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DeathStoreProds. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see more of, less of, etc. We do have YouTube, so please subscribe at youtube.com/DeathStoreProdsVids.
Please subscribe.
Yeah, please subscribe. We do video stuff there. Like me currently playing through all of Mega Man X and failing horribly at it.
Ooh.
Oh, but yeah. So, the day this is posted on Friday, we'll also be posting our first commentary track for Dark Horse Month with Mystery Men. Then on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com/chat, you can join us there for the Anything Cast Live and talk to us. We'll have video games on Tuesday, anime and the Anime Club Supplement on Thursday, and then on Friday we're going to be watching Alien vs. Predator again for Dark Horse Month. But until all of that, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi1.
I'm Steven.
We will see you guys next time.